Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome to Industrial Talk, where we celebrate you, the industrial professionals, the industrial heroes, the individuals and the companies that get it done. You are bold, you are brave, you dare greatly, you solve problems, you're changing the world, and as such, you're changing people's lives. That's why we celebrate you on this particular podcast. All right, in the hot seat, we have a gentleman by the name of Roger Boo. Now, Roger Boo was broadcasting or interviewed all the way from Barcelona because we were highlighting IoT Solutions World Congress, the incredible event brought to you by Fera Barcelona and the Industrial Internet Consortium. And he was broadcasting from their World Congress that featured, it was what, Mobile World Congress. How about that? Let's get a cracking. Yeah. We can do this. You know what we talked about in this particular conversation? Because we're going to get into it real quick. We talked about the necessity to collaborate, but not just collaborate within your sphere, right? But collaborate externally, different businesses, different industries to collaborate to solve problems. IoT Solutions World Congress, this particular event, is a great location. And I'm telling you right now, you're going to have it out there on industrialtalk.com, all the information that you need. And you need to get engaged with these individuals because they're all about the future. They're all about highlighting the innovation that is taking place within industry. It is a marvelous. Their organization and the people who are a part of that organization are passionate about innovation. So Roger was broadcasting, as you look out on the video, was broadcasting specifically from the Mobile World Congress. And it was great to hear the voices and the activity in the background trying to get back to normal. And for me personally, it's an absolute honor to be associated with the IoT Solutions World Congress, Fera Barcelona, the Industrial Internet Consortium. They put on a fantastic, fantastic show. So here is Roger, and he is talking specifically about the strategic vision of what they're doing at Fera Barcelona and IoT Solutions World Congress. Enjoy. Roger, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. Absolute honor that. All right, listeners, this is pretty cool. This is real time. This is live. This is happening at the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona right this very moment. It is the 28th. It goes on till July 1st, and we get the opportunity to have a conversation with Roger Boo, and he is he's a big one. He's an IoT event director with Fera Barcelona. How are you doing, Roger? Thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, Scott. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you very much for having me. We're here in the Mobile World Congress, and it's been a great experience to be back in business again.
Come on, you know that's a great deal. That's got to be feeling good because you guys were sort of in that whole pandemic environment. You guys sort of had to shut down, sort of figure out what to do, where you're going, what's happening. And it's great, absolutely great to see you at this event and sort of getting back to normal. Kudos to the Fera team. I love it. All right.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
So, go ahead. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Sorry, I'm in Louisiana. We're going to have a little bit of delay, so don't worry about it, listeners. So for the listeners out there, give us a little background on who Roger is.
Well, I've been working in the events industry for the last 12 years. I'm the founding director of the IoT Solutions World Congress. Mm. We do this event in partnership with the Industrial Internet Consortium. And we've been growing this event since then, creating an environment for innovation and for innovation applied to each of the industries. And so it's a very creative, very international environment, and with leading people on the industry board. So it's great to do that. And I'm also in charge of the tech events in Fera and the startup events. So yeah, been busy and very happy to talk with you.
I'm telling you, it's a good busy. I like it. I like the fact that you are focused, and Team Fera Barcelona, as well as the Industrial Internet Consortium, are focused on trying to get things back to normal. And I'm telling you right now, the conversations I've had, Roger, about innovation, especially over this period of this pandemic period, have been just absolutely incredible, because what you guys are doing is just leading that way, is blazing that trail of innovation, and that is really needed to create a business of resiliency. How long has IoT Solutions World Congress been in, sort of been doing this?
Well, IoT Solutions World Congress started in 2015. So if you remember in our first edition, back then people talked about M2M, and there were some IoT events just talking about the big possibility of things getting connected and the million of things connected. But we had a different positioning because we wanted that to be real. So things get connected to solve some different problems. So we focused on how this connected things will solve industrial problems in different industries, like energy, like utilities, like manufacturing, etc. And this is our starting point. But back then, there were no commercial model yet or business cases, because there was just innovation and experimentation on the IoT. And in our second edition, we already had some testbed, and we had also commercial products that could be sold for companies. And since then, we've been growing. And now we have the next change, the next important change for the future, because we've been working very hard in a strategic plan for the growth for the next 5 years. And we are changing a little bit our strategic focus. So instead of focusing on content and solutions for each of the vertical industries, for manufacturing, for healthcare, for energy, utilities, etc., we are focusing on solutions and content for each of the profiles. Because after studying our attendees, we found that what they really wanted is to have a dialogue between end user, as an industry end user, with their competitors, and also with other industries involved on their future, so that in the future they see that innovation will not come just as a silo as it used to be. So, for instance, the energy industry will innovate, and innovation was competing against your competitor, and innovate something different that made you more productive than your competitor. In the future, what they see is that innovation will come from connecting different industries. For instance, an automotive industry, the future of an automotive industry is not making a better engine than their competitor, but connecting with an entertainment platform, with a road building company, and with those companies that are building the autonomous car. So as the driver will not be driving, there's some platform that has to entertain him. And as the car will drive automatically, there are some road builders that are putting some sensors and edge computing in the road, etc. So the important thing here is connect cross-industry, all these people that are involved in the change of all the industries. And this is the new role for the IoT Solutions World Congress.
I think that that is an absolutely brilliant approach to this innovation. And what I always see is the necessity to collaborate. If you think that you're going to just sort of sit there in a silo and think that I'm going to come up with a solution alone, you're missing it. You're missing it completely. It is a truly collaborative model bent on true solutions, true problem solving. What I like is how you're connecting different industries. I think that that's brilliant. And here's the reason why. It's brilliant because I look at problems maybe a different way than maybe you do. Like in the case of energy, right? there are so many ways of being able to bring us together in a collaborative but different industry. I think it's brilliant. Now, Roger, where do you see it going? Now you've changed your strategic approach. Where do you see you going with IoT Solutions World Congress?
Yeah, we see that our focus keeps the same. So we have to be the place where innovative people meet to design the future of each of the industries. But I see that there's a lot of growth to come because after the pandemic, all the industries have seen that digital is the way and that all the industries will be connecting faster than we expected. They need a place where to meet with colleagues and to meet with other people in the industry where there's a dialogue between these end users about use cases, business cases, some things that have worked, things that haven't worked, and to learn, to experiment, and to find new solutions for the new business models. So this is the place that we want them to meet. We are working hard to bring high valuable content for these people, and we're expecting to have a big growth for the next 5 years.
Well, it is a topic. It is a focus on many businesses' minds. If I had a nickel every time I spoke to somebody in manufacturing that is looking at how do we digitize, how do we venture into this digital transformation, one of the keys that I have to ask you is that what differentiates your organization and what you and IoT Solutions World Congress and Internet Industrial Internet Consortium, you have test beds. This is not what I would say pie in the sky. You see it in action. Can you explain a little bit about why that is so important?
Yeah, this is clue and it's very important and it's been very important since the beginning because we want that for us it's important that people can touch the solution, can understand the solution, and can find a real application of the solution. So it's not just talking about an IoT platform that's very abstract and can be used for everything, but talking about, I don't know, how we have had different solutions for agriculture, for aquaculture, for minery. We had also for a petrol refinery, a robot that went into the tubes and cleaned them. And we've had different solutions in the testbed area that help people from the industry to understand and to have a clear vision on how this can be applied in a real solution. And it's also, most of the attendees also tell us that it's very interesting for them, for Innovate, to have solutions, to be able to see solutions not only from your industry, but from other industries. Because you can see different approach or different solutions that can also be applied to your industry.
Again, brilliant. I think at that, especially today, I think in light of the pandemic, the necessity to collaborate and collaborate with innovative thinkers that are involved with IoT Solutions World Congress is, I mean, you get a better picture. You get a better picture of what's taking place. The question I have, and when I've been very fortunate to broadcast from IoT Solutions World Congress, is the speed of innovation. Right? There's a velocity that exists with innovation. How does somebody like me just learn to grow? Where am I at? I mean, it's so fast, Roger. How do I manage that? How does this information also get out to the masses that would benefit from this innovation?
Yeah, this is very interesting, Scott, because as you said, it's so fast and it needs also from collaboration. No one can know about everything. No one can be the best of everything. And I think it needs a lot of dialogue between different people that has different knowledge. And with all that, you can really innovate. Because, for instance, what's happening in the next IoT Solutions World Congress is that we're introducing new disruptive technologies that are going to change the industries, like digital twin or like quantum computing. And this is going so fast and so fast. But it's important to have people that have the technical knowledge and people also that have the strategy on their mind and that they share knowledge. This dialogue between the IT, the OT, the strategist, this is an important dialogue because all of them are important part of the solution.
Again, in light of the necessity to collaborate, even within organizations that have identified themselves as little silos, IT, OT, whatever, even that is a that is an old model that has to be sort of at least transitioned out so that everybody's working together, because the solutions that IoT Solutions World Congress and its members are coming up with require that necessity to strategically look at what the value of these innovations bring to the business. And bottom line, it does, Roger. I mean, you guys are right at that cutting edge. With all of the stuff that's been going on, if I go to, where would I go to get great information on what you guys are doing, what Industrial Internet Consortium's doing? How do I get involved?
Yeah, well, first you've got obviously the web pages of the Industrial Internet Consortium and the IoT Solutions World Congress.
Yep.
But you can also ask to be part of the community. Mm-hmm. And so we'll send you regularly information that we send to the community with valuable content. And obviously there's one place that you have to be, that's once a year, the event. So we try to keep in contact with the community during all year, but the important place to be is once a year to meet with people of the industry, to meet with the end users, with the colleagues, with other innovative people, and to dialogue with and collaborate with others
I'll tell you right now, listeners, I've been very fortunate to be at the IoT Solutions World Congress in Barcelona, and it is energized. It is full of individuals that are truly dreaming and making things happen, and they're putting it into action. You walk around the event, and you're looking at the test beds. You're looking at the companies that are representative, small, mid, large, it doesn't really matter. They have a solution that they are proud of, and it is being represented. And you can have right there a conversation. You can have the conversation of saying, I have a problem. Looks like you have a solution. It is a beautiful event. I kudos to you guys. I mean, it is really an excellent event. And I've been very fortunate to interview a lot of your kryptonite status sponsor people. It's an exciting time. And for me personally, I'm so glad that you guys are pushing forward and are still making it happen, because this is a topic that has to be discussed. Now, how do they get a hold of you, Roger? And for the listeners out there, Roger Bou, but it's spelled B-O-U. And I'll have all this contact information out on industrialtalk.com. How do they get a hold of you, Roger?
They can get to me by email, by mobile. I mean, in the website of the IoT Solutions World Congress, I have my mobile phone, I have my LinkedIn, my email, and I am very glad to answer any of you, to attend any of you, and I like it very much. I mean, anyone that can get in contact, I'll do my best to respond as quick as possible and to keep in touch with all the community.
All right, listeners. What we have is we have the IoT Solutions World Congress. It is brought to you by Fera Barcelona as well as the Industrial Internet Consortium. It is a spectacular event. It is a must event to put on your particular calendar. If you have that opportunity, this is a must attend event. It is in the beautiful town of Barcelona, which it is beautiful. And outside of the exceptional content and information that you can gain from this particular event, you can also enjoy the wonderful people of Barcelona and enjoy the town of Barcelona, because it is something else. Roger, you are absolutely wonderful.
You are wonderful. Thank you.
That's right, listeners. I am wonderful too. Straight from Roger's mouth. All right, listeners, we're going to wrap it up on the other side, and we're going to have all the contact information, all the LinkedIn information, all the website information, all the email information, and to get a hold of Roger, to get a hold of the Industrial Internet Consortium, to get a hold of FARA Barcelona and IoT Solutions World Congress. So fear not. You have no excuse not to get involved. Get involved. All right, we're going to be right back.
Sure. And I hope to see you all in Barcelona next May. And enjoy also the food. There's good food also in Barcelona. You missed that.
Oh, yeah, baby. I did miss it. There are a lot of great gin and tonics, too.
Yeah.
All right. Stand by, listeners. We're going to wrap it up on the other side.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, Roger Boo is his name. We're going to have all the contact information to Roger and the rest of that wonderful team at FARA Barcelona. And we're just going to continue to highlight what they're trying to do and what they are doing in the world of innovation, in the world of digital twin, in the world of IoT. Everything that is Industrial 4.0 or Industry 4.0 or however you want to try to parse it out, they're the leaders, global leaders, in all things, getting that content out to help you be a success. What you need to do is you need to get involved. That's what you need to do. You need to get involved ASAP. Go out to IoT Solutions World Congress or IOTSWC. IoTSolutionsWorldCongress.com. Find out more. Get engaged. And as you'll see at industrialtalk.com, all the information to get in contact with Roger and company. All right. You are bold. You are brave. You dare greatly. And you're hanging out with people who are bold and brave and daring greatly on this podcast, Change the World. We're going to have another great interview right around the corner.